Random House Audio presents Raising Steam, a Discworld novel by Terry Pratchett. Read for you by Stephen Briggs.
It is hard to understand nothing, but the multiverse is full of it. Nothing travels everywhere, always ahead of something. And in the great cloud of unknowing, nothing yearns to become something, to break out, to move, to feel, to change, to dance, and to experience. In short, to be something. And now it found its chance as it drifted in the ether. Nothing, of course, knew about something, but this something was different, oh yes. And so nothing slid silently into something and floated down with everything in mind, and fortunately landed on the back of a turtle, a very large one, and hurried to become something even faster. It was elemental, and nothing was better than that, and suddenly the elemental was captured. The bait had worked. Anyone who has ever seen the River Ankh sliding along its bed of miscellaneous nastiness would understand why so much of the piscine food for the people of Ankh-Morpork has to be supplied by the fishing fleets of Quirm. In order to prevent terrible gastric trouble for the citizenry, Ankh-Morpork fishmongers have to ensure that their suppliers make their catches a long, long way from the city. For Bowden Jeffries, purveyor of the very best in seafood, the 200 miles or more which lay between the fish docks at Quirm and the customers in Ankh-Morpork was a regrettably long distance throughout the winter, autumn and spring, and a sheer penance in the summertime, because the highway, such as it was, became a linear furnace all the way to the